Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies see flying, they don't really wanna leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I be setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 haha. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.
WSTT, this is the month. We're about to do it again, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. This week we're talking about voluptuous, big versus fat versus skinny, big boned, little, whatever. You know, we're about to talk about that. We're about to talk about weight, size, thickness, fat, waistline. About to get it on with that today, and as you know, I'm the monk, and my co-host today is the beautiful Cool Chick. Cool Chick, what's up?
What's going on, Mark? How are you?
Doing all right, doing all right. What do you think about our subject today? We're talking about.
I mean, I love it. I think it's a good subject. I think it's definitely something that, you know, has come up in conversation many times before, so it's worth the discussion. I'm excited about it. Thick versus fat, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. Extra meat, skinny, whatever your preference is, all of that. We got to talk about all of that tonight.
Okay, yes, all right, all right. Now, for yourself, like your experience, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself. I consider myself more on the athletic build. I'm not skinny, but I guess it also depends on what people's definition of skinny is. You know, what people's definition of skinny is, what people's definition of fat is, what people's definition of thick is. But I would say that I consider myself more on the athletic build, just because primarily I work out a lot, and so I'm kind of have defined my body in that way. So right now I would say I have a very sore body. I did the Spartan race today out here in Atlanta, and
what exactly is a Spartan race, just in case people don't know what that is?
Well, the Spartan race is an obstacle course race. It's about 4.5 miles long. But you have about 20 obstacles along the way. So you jump over barriers, you do the, you know, like in middle school, you kind of did the monkey bars to the other side. You do that, you pull weights, and there's mud everywhere, especially at the end, like to a point where you are literally crawling through mud pools under barbed wires. Like, you can't get up, because if you get up, you have to stay in a crawl position, because if you get up, you're gonna get caught up on the barbed wires, and then you jump into mud pools, and you climb, and you go over other muddy barriers, and you attempt to pull yourself up on a rope that has knots in it, and for any obstacle that you can't fully complete, you have to do 30 burpees. So I did some burpees today.
Wow.
But most importantly, I finished. It was my first time doing a Spartan race. You know, the group that I was with, we didn't do it for time. We did it more for completion. There's a lot of teamwork with the Spartan race. A lot of people kind of stick around at maybe the end of an obstacle once they've completed it, just to help people out. people who's not on the team, people they've never met before. There's a lot of teamwork on the Spartan Race. So even if you go by yourself, you're not going to feel like you're by yourself once you get through it. It's great. I'm definitely feeling it now, feeling a little sore, but it was a great physical and mental challenge. It was good stuff. So congrats to everybody out there that completed and took part in the Spartan Race this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've hung out with you, and I see you like to be very active. I've played kickball with you and you know, went out bowling with you and stuff like that. So I know you like to stay active. What got you into this? Like, how did you find out? Did nobody just volunteer to go crawling mud? What made you do this?
What made me do the Spartan Race today?
Yeah.
Because it's a new challenge. You know, for a minute I was like, no, I'm not gonna do it. It's just a new challenge. I wanted to try it. I wanted to be a part of the Spartan Club to say that I had done it and that I had completed it. But most importantly, it's just a new challenge. I mean, you know, I work out pretty regularly or whatever, so I wanted to see where I could take my body to. You know, and I think it's just a good, like I said, teamwork experience, good way to meet new people, and just to try something new. You know, life, if you stay in the same rut or same pattern week by week, you know, you're never going to grow. So it's about just growing and pushing yourself.
Right. Okay. All right. I like that. You know, being
have
a
have you ever done it before?
Well, I've never. I've wanted to do it. Never got a chance to do it. I've overtrained as far as running and stuff, and my knee is paying for, you know, really making me pay for it. So I have to, doctor said, just do anything right now. Just got to chill. So I have not been able to, but it's still on my bucket list to be able to end up doing one day. And I can't wait neither, because I'm just like, yo, challenges like that I just love. And I love to be active. I like to be outside. Yeah. You know, I'm still a kid at heart, you know, not one of these new kids, but kids like, you know, how I grew up in my day, you know, and we go outside and play. So I'm still one of them that like to get out and play. I still want to toss the football around.
For hours,
And go outside, play frisbee, do something, you know what I'm saying? So one of the things I was really into is I got into running a lot. And when my knee got bad, the doctors was like, oh, yeah, we don't see anything. It's just inflamed. Go ahead. So I was like, all right. And I just act like the pain wasn't happening and kept running and running. And now it's, like, making me pay for it now. So it really sucks because I love, like, getting out running and hitting the pavement and all that. But that's okay. I'll figure out something. So I got this bike
so
that
can
I got
you run,
eye
so
on.
Can you run now Can you run now and maybe just not run for extended lengths,
running just does not, with the pounding on the pavement or whatever, I can't do it. So I'm going to have to change up and go into bike riding or something now. So that's my next thing. I got my eye on one of them Lance Armstrong bikes, and I get one of them, you know.
Okay.
See if I can get one of them. You know, they kind of expensive, but that's one of them treks. So that's my next goal right there, and getting the bike riding. I know a lot of people that transitioned over from running over to bike riding that had a problem with their knees or whatever, and they are doing a lot better. Like, they can ride all day. So that's what I'm going to get into. Yeah. So
Even though this was my first obstacle course race, the thing that I will say about the Spartan Race was it didn't necessarily require a lot of running. I mean, because there were a lot of people who were kind of walking, you know, briskly between the obstacles. I think the Spartan Race is more about just kind of getting through the obstacles as opposed to, running. I mean, because you could take 3-4 hours doing this Spartan Race. You know what I mean? Some people take an hour. Mm-hmm. Some people take 2 or 3 hours. So, you know, luckily with the Spartan Race, you kind of get to set your own pace. But
you guys got to climb over walls and all that, like go through tires, all kind of stuff like that, right?
All kinds of stuff. Jump over fire pit, just just, like I said, there's like about 20, 25 obstacles along the course. We have to carry,
wow.
One obstacle was carrying a bucket half full of rock for a distance.
What?
Another obstacle was carrying like a sandbag for a distance. Another obstacle was carrying like this kind of pretty heavy ball for
mm-hmm.
a distance. So it was, your body is going to get put to the test. I mean, like I said, I work out pretty regularly, and I'm a little sore now. Imagine how I'm going to feel tomorrow, but hopefully I can take a couple aspirins and get through it. But I mean, no major damage, you know, no major
mm-hmm.
cuts or bruises. Got a couple cuts, but nothing that won't stop me from doing what I need to do.
Mm. That's good. See, so we have some very athletic knee and toe. How is this going to work? Show going to work? We're talking about voluptuous people, thick, fat, skinny, you know, however, whatever you are, and, you know, some of the things that you went through as far as being your size or whatever, or how you feel like. Because, you know, think about it. It was one time that when it was the thing to be small and skinny, and then there was a time where, let's see, I remember when Monique attacked all skinny girls, and then she was like, skinny
right.
girls are evil, whatever, and that was a big thing. But then she turned around and she lost weight. So,
right.
you know, it's kind of, it's something. And then, like, people, it's funny how, like, Jennifer Hudson, when she was a big girl, like, it seemed like when she decided to go into slim fasting and then she lost the weight, like, she lost some of her fans with that, it seems to me. Like, people had problems with when she did that. So, I want to see where people stand at in that, in this whole conversation. My thing is this is the monk talking about. My thing is this. You got to be healthy. You got to be healthy. You can't
right,
sit exactly. back, talk about skinny person or big person or whoever, and you're not healthy. And there's skinny people that's not healthy too. But and I'm around a guy that's when we work out at the gym, he's a much bigger dude, but can run up and down the court all day playing ball. You look at him, most people wouldn't even want to pick him on their team, and then he gets straight ball all day. When you look at him, he looks big. He looks like he's bigger and out of shape, but he gets straight ball. But so that's what I always should be like, yo, you got to be in shape. That's the main thing. You got to, you know what I mean? Like, you got to take care
right.
of yourself. You got to be healthy, you know? So that's
right.
that's my whole thing.
Well,
so
let me ask you, Monk. You asked me what my body type was. What's your build like? What you over there holding down? You said you were a runner, and I know you work out probably just as much as I do, if not more. So,
well, my body type is, I think I'm skinny. But when I see other people that I see that I really think are skinny at the gym, then I can't really say that I'm skinny. But all of the guys that I work out with, they're bigger dudes. Like, they're 200, they're 220, whatever. They big dudes pushing a lot of weight. And so for me, my size, be able to push weight with them, then it comes off that I might be a little bit bigger. But I walk around like 158 pounds, so I'm not a big dude at all, but I guess it's just how I carry it too, you know what I mean? So to me, I just think I'm athletic, you know, more
that
athletic.
That has a lot
built.
To do with it too.
Yeah, and I like to my personal thing is I like to be in shape. So when it comes to learning something new, like, for instance, when I wanted to learn how to play basketball, I didn't know how to play basketball at all. Yeah, I'm a black man, didn't know how to play basketball. But when it came to learn how to play it, I didn't have to and get in shape, you know what I mean? Like, it's killing me to run up and down the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I can run up and down the floor all day. So all I needed to do was to learn the skill. How do I actually put this ball in the basket? How do I get past this person? How do I handle the ball? And once I learned those, the rest was easy because I was already in shape. So I could run up and down the court all day. It was now figuring out the skill part. So a lot of times when people are out of shape and they're trying to learn something new, they're fighting against two different things. You know what I mean? So now it's killing you to be able to run up and down the court. And then, oh, I still got to learn how to actually play this game. So I think that's what helps a lot with being in shape already. Anything I want to learn, I just need to learn the skill part of it, and I'm good. So that's how I look at it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Like you, I definitely, like you mentioned earlier, a lot of it when it comes down to weight is how you carry it. You know, because a lot of people think that I'm smaller than I am in terms of weight, but I'm like, no, I weigh a little bit more than that. But I think it's just how I carry it. And
right.
Yeah, so that has you could have two people who weigh the exact same and look completely different. You know, so
yeah,
how you carry it has a lot to do with it as well.
Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Yeah, so and then like the other guys in the gym, they looking at me because I can lift what they lift, and they like, yeah, you're a beast, and I'm still looking at them like, look at you though, you could play, you know, football for the Falcons. I'm not getting on the field. It's just crazy how people look at each other or whatever, how people, you know, perceive themselves versus how other people perceive them. So that's why we have the show today. We got the callers. Hopefully, we got the callers calling in. We got the people on the thread and on Facebook talking about it in the group on, Setting the Tone. And let's see, on our event page, hopefully we got people talking about it. And let's go to break and let's see if we can find out if Shalarius is here to give us some entertainment news. So we're going to go on the break right now and we'll be back.
Stuck on the things they say. Now you know it's nasty. Trying to get with you anyway, 'cause I know.
All right, we are back. We are back. We got Izzy on the line.
Yo.
What's going on, Izzy?
What up, baby?
What we gonna do?
I'm trying to stay away from the damn Krispy Kreme donuts, man. Listen, let me tell you, if God made anything better than smothered pork chops, chocolate grilled with edges, and Krispy Kreme donuts, man, he kept it for himself.
Man. Now, when that light is on.
Listen, man, and the line was the line, listen, the line was halfway down the block from Doug with Krispy Kreme, man.
Man, last time I went to Krispy Kreme, that had to be like, I think last summer, right? And I was in the line was so long that the light had went off. So by the time I got up to the window, I was getting some cold donuts. Yo, so I was upset. I go in there, I'm like, yo, hold on. When I pulled up, this light was on. So then the guy was like, all right, well, we got some, he was like, we got some other stuff coming out fresh right now. I'll give you a dozen of those. So I'm like, I wanted to be upset, but I was like, okay, I'll take them. He was like, you keep the ones. Okay, thank you. I was donut high that day, y'all. I was donut high.
Thick versus fat.
And Krispy Kreme's ain't no joke, boy.
Let
me tell you something. If you are, like, really, really on a health-conscious kick and you have the willpower and the discipline, I am so, like, super happy for you because, listen, I love to eat, man. I'm like, I love food. And it's, like, it's real, real hard sometimes when it's, like, 10 o'clock because I think that's what really gets me. It's not necessarily that I eat a bad bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of bad stuff. I just eat, like, way too much of the stuff that I do eat, and I eat at, like, really bad times.
Mm-hmm.
I got
you. If you go to sleep on some Krispy Kremes, that's going, you're going to have to pay for that. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Yeah, that's going to go right to them wings.
I did pay for it. That joint was like
$8. Krispy Kreme and some milk.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. That's just who I paid for, the $8 and some change for them donuts and that damn milk, because I was going to eat all that.
Yeah. You go to sleep on that, it's going to be a problem. Hey, let's get to the entertainment report. And, let's get hilarious. You got the entertainment report?
It's time for Celebrity Gossip with Shalarious.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's up, Shalarious?
Hello. How are you guys? First of all, how can you ever be mad at a cold Krispy Kreme donut? I mean, I'll eat them frozen. Like, what? Come on.
You could be mad when you thought you was going to get some hot ones. That's the only time you could be mad at cold. You know, when you were in line for a long time to get some hot ones.
Mm-hmm. I'll take them any kind of way. But okay. All right, so this week, Chris Brown was in the news a lot. TMZ broke the story that Chris Brown is the father of a nine-month-old daughter. So you Negroes who be preaching that God stuff, y'all can miss me with that now. Because if he gave Chris Brown a girl baby, that, come on, where's the God in that? But okay, but I love God. But I'm just saying, it's just hard to understand how he made him a dad of a 9-month-old daughter, a girl. But okay, But anyway, it turns out the woman whom he fathered a child with is friends with his longtime off-again girlfriend, Karrueche. The girl whose name sounds like an STD, Karrueche Tran. So they were friends. Yeah, they were friends, and they can be seen in pictures throwing up the deuces and everything together. So Karrueche got fed up because she found out, just like all of us, she found out that at the same time as everyone else on TMZ that he had a kid with her friend. So she tweeted, she hit Twitter, and she said, listen, one can only take so much. The best of luck to Chris and his family. No baby drama for me. Girl, who are you fooling? You will be babysitting by next week, okay?
Yeah.
And I just want to say, because there are a lot of people poking fun at Karrueche and laughing at her for being blindsided, but it was too many Karrueches out there laughing at Karrueche. Stop it. So, and I just want to say also, which talk is Chris Brown going to choose for his daughter? Is he going to choose the birds and the bees or the hoes ain't loyal talk? I just want to know. So that is the Chris Brown story. We'll keep you updated on that, because we're being told, or the news is reporting, that the girl was actually married at the time that her and Chris Brown was having a fling. So it's a lot going on.
It can't be a regular Chris Brown story. There's always got to be some extras to it.
Yeah, right. So Empire, the show Empire, hit a 23-year ratings record. No other show in the history of Nielsen ratings since it started 23 years ago has ever grown 8 straight weeks. And with that said, P. Diddy is now suing the show for stealing his life. And if the long-standing rumors are true, he's suing. And if the long-standing rumors are true, he must be referring to the gay storyline. So we'll see how that pans out. Because the creators of Empire are saying that they based the show loosely off Jay-Z's life. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. This week, Ben Carson, the black Republican presidential prospect, was blasted in the media, like blasted, for saying being gay is a choice. He even went on to say when people go into prison straight and come out gay, they made a choice. See, I thought they were raped, but okay. But he said it's a choice. So unfortunately for Ben Carson, presidency is also a choice for gays. So I don't think he will be getting anybody's vote. Not the gay people. And gay people span all color lines, so that's going to be interesting to see. Finally, Kid Rock, whom I like. I've liked him since, I don't know, like the early 90s. But Kid Rock, he has a new album out, and so I guess he needs some publicity for it. So he hit social media to blast Beyonce and her music. And I like Kid Rock, but I love Beyonce more, so I had to kick him to the curb. He even went on to say that he doesn't get her body because he likes skinny white girls. Someone might want to tell Kid Rock that he has a half-black child that he obviously forgot. So that's the news. That's hilarious. Thank you.
We need to get Kid Rock in trouble.
You said you need Kid Rock today.
Yeah, he should be on the show today. Talk about
how you have a half black child and you don't like you like skinny white girls. That's all I'm tripping off. But okay.
Well, so you see the subject today, what we're talking about. We're talking about
skinny. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny.
You see the subject.
I was just gonna say. Speaking of skinny, what are your thoughts on today's topic, Shalair?
It's interesting. I don't know. I've had issues with weight, but different from other people. I used to pray to be fat when I was skinny. When I was younger, I used to go to sleep crying, wishing that I could gain weight because I weighed 90 pounds for, like, all of my childhood, and I got picked on. I got called all kind of names. So I used to just be like, please, God, if you're up there, like, make me fat. And then I got fat. In college, I gained a lot of weight, and, it didn't really work so well.
What did you get fat?
Jay, I was big in Buffalo when I went to school in Buffalo. I was huge.
You fell asleep eating ice cream with M&M's in your mouth like Nutty Professor?
I got so big that my cousin Valencia told me, she said, because we used to exchange shirts and stuff so we could look like we had a whole bunch of clothes so we could never repeat. And she was like, Shalira, you can't wear my stuff anymore because your titties are too big. You are too big. And I didn't realize I had gotten. I'd gotten like 40 pounds higher than I'd ever been in my life. And when I look back at pictures, they don't look like me. But I do have to tell you guys this story, because when I moved to New York, it automatically went right back down to I weigh like 90 pounds because you're walking around a lot. But I still wanted to be bigger. And I'm on the show often, Saturday Night Live. I'm in sketches a lot. And so I remember this one time they called me to be in a sketch to play one of the Pussycat Dolls. And this is so embarrassing. So I get there, and I'm there with my friend Lauren at the time, and I hear the wardrobe people like, yes, oh, yes, the blonde is going to wear this, and the black girl is going to wear this. Like, they were so excited about what they were putting us in. And it turned out the blonde couldn't wear what they had, and then they tried to put it on me, and I couldn't wear it. Like, my stomach was big. I was big. Like, not... I was big for what they look for on TV. But they ended up putting me in something, and it was fine. But it was just embarrassing because, like, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph was in a sketch with us, and they are super skinny. And so we looked fat. And so I'll never forget when I left when I left NBC, I always called my mom to say, hey, did you see me? And she said... She was like, yeah, I saw you. Good. You might want to hit the gym, though. So, I was like, huh?
Wow.
She was like, yeah, just, you know, you're on TV, and then plus it puts extra pounds, so you don't want to get in that rut. So hit the gym. And I was just like, oh, okay. So it was not just her. My friend Jenny Lindsay called and was like, Shalira, I didn't know you were packing like that, girl. And like, people kept saying it, and I was just like, wow, am I fat again? Like, I couldn't understand it. But then it got to work on Monday, and my boss, who was at the time was like a younger boss, she was like in her 30s, and she was like, girl, you might need to break up with your boyfriend because he's taking you on too many expensive dinners. And I was just like, wow. Ever since then, I weigh myself every single morning, and I work out like crazy. You will never catch me not being on point in front of a camera. And so
weigh yourself every morning?
Every single morning at the same time every morning, because I want to know what it is that I ate. Because I do fluctuate. Like, I'll give anything to be 125 again, and I'm close, but I just can't get there. I'm, like, at 130, and I can't get there. And so I weigh myself to make sure, because sometimes it fluctuates to 133, and I'm like, oh, that was that. You know, I know what it was that I ate, and so I stay away from it. So, yeah, I do. I'm upset. I'm not obsessed with weight. I'm obsessed with staying in shape for the camera. It's bad.
I got this. And see, this is the thing. There's other women that are here at 130, and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to stay to 125. And there's other women that are here that are like, yo, I wish I could get to 133 or whatever. And so that's why I think everybody wants to be something else instead of what, like, big people want to be little people want to be big. You know what I mean? Tall people want to be short people want to be tall, you know? And I think that affects all of us. So one of the things I like to tell people that that ask me at the gym, like to be their trainer or whatever, I always tell them to take what you have and make what you have look good. Doesn't matter if you're skinny, big, or whatever. Take what you have and make that look good. Because I've seen people like...
Because the thing about
that...
And the thing about that is that even if you get to your weight, even if you get to another person's weight, say if I said I wanted to be the same weight that Shalira is, it's still not going to look the same. 125, 130 isn't going to look the same on me as it is on her. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like,
exactly.
I definitely don't weigh 130. I think I would,
right.
I think personally for me, if I weighed 130, I think I would look a little bit too small for my frame, though. Like, I feel like
mm-hmm.
I have a, like, I don't really believe I have a small frame. Like, I'll never be a size 2. But the size that I, if I die today and the size that I am, I would be 100% completely okay, because I also know that I work for this body. You know what I mean?
You
kind of got to be comfortable. And I don't work out because I hate my body. I work out because I love my body, and I want to, you know, I want to keep it going for as long as I can. So.
Exactly. And so.
But thank you guys. I have to get going. But
thank you.
I do want to say this. Ever since I've been working out, I do not catch colds. I mean, I caught like a little nose thing, like, but I don't catch colds or anything. So I don't. That could also be, you know, a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're a little more healthier, you believe, because you work out. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you guys in a couple weeks. I'm going to see you next week.
I'm seeing you. You better hurry. Hey, the snow about to start melting. We have 70 degrees here in the A today, so the snow about to start melting.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
See, and that's the thing. You see what she says? She's about to go be active. And that's the whole thing. You got to stay active, people. You can't, I mean, and I understand it. You know, when you get a certain age and we do everything, you know, is about comfort and about relaxing and, you know, even all the way to our jobs. Nobody works no hard manual labor jobs anymore. We all sitting at a desk. We can stay on Facebook all day. We all sit at a desk now behind a computer at work now. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting up moving. You know, we got an elevator to take us to the next floor. Ain't nobody trying to go up a flight of stairs to get to the next floor. I mean, what? There's everything to make us, you know, make things convenient now to get from one place to another, to do stuff, to you know, to work and all that. So, and then before you know it, you look and you haven't really moved at all.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the whole thing. You got to get up and move. People, we got to get up and move, man. We got kids now that don't even like going outside at all. They don't even know anything about going outside. Man, I couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and for mom to be like, yo, y'all going outside. You know, you heard with the screen door, bing, it's gone. Oh,
yep.
I'm not coming back until
long
the street
as you home, long as you home by the time the street lights come on. Exactly.
That's it, yo. Anybody trying to what? Anybody trying to be cooped up in the house? Nah, man, I look outside. I can look outside for a whole week and won't see a kid. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I might see them going to school, and then that's it. And the bus, they ain't even got to walk that far for the bus. The bus pulls right up to the gate. I'm like, man, this. So ain't nobody's outside no more.
You know, she kind of touched on something as far as, you know, what somebody has said to her. As far as breaking up with her boyfriend, because he must be taking you to the expensive restaurants. But people do get, like, comfort. People do, some people, when they get in relationships, they kind of get that, they gain that comfort weight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because you kind of, you know, when you get in a relationship, you kind of, you know, you lie down and you eat, you might kind of, you show up.
I got him now. I'm good. I got him. I'm good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just might not be as active because you're, you know, if you're single, then a lot of your free time in some cases could be spent at the gym or being active. But when you get in a relationship, it kind of, you know, your pattern changes, your routine changes. So you get comfortable and you might eat in the bed or you might eat, you know, laying down watching a movie, that kind of thing. So I've definitely, I've seen that.
Your only workout, let me tell these couples something. Your only workout can't be sex. Okay? I get it. I know you know that you burn calories, this, that, but that can't be your only activity. Sex.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, I think we should take a break and then I think we should come back and
Can I hit on something else real quick before we go on break? This is something I, and for all our listeners, this is what I tell people that usually come and ask me for advice as far as working out and training them and stuff like this. Let's all stop using the word workout. Let's stop using the word work, because it's people in general don't like the word work, whether it's going to work, whether it's working out, whether it's homework. We generally look at the word work like we can't stand it. And so what I do with most of the people that want to have me help them out, I always say change the word workout to being active or activity, and you'll have a more positive response to it, because we just don't like the word work. So to everybody that's listening, if you're starting to get into hitting the gym and being active, use those type of words, being active, activity. Do not look at the word work, put a circle around it and an X across it. Don't use the word work anymore, because you will not like doing it, okay? So let's get out and be active, y'all. All right, so we can go to break now. I just wanted to say that.
Cool. We're going to go to break. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side of this. Next, coming up, we got Wobble by Vic. Also, for everyone that's out there listening, you want to call in and get in on this conversation with us. The number is 646-200-0246. Again, that number is 646-200-0246. We'll be back in a minute.
World how it works, man. Some people get to talk about other people, and that's just how it goes, man. For instance, like, fat girls could say whatever they want to about skinny girls. Fat girls could talk about skinny girls all day long. Fucking skinny bitch, fucking skinny ass, anorexic, bulimic, fucking regurgitating bitch, fucking Cheerio belt wearing bitch, salad eating motherfucker. Hope she chokes on a crouton. But skinny girls can't talk about fat girls. Just me. Look at these big bitches. Do they freebase gravy? Food is not your friend. It's not your friend. For instance, short guys can talk about tall guys all day long. Short guys can say whatever they want to about tall guys, you tall bastard. You tall motherfucker. I hope your head hits an air conditioning vent. I hope Bin Laden flies a plane into your lips. But tall guys can't talk about short guys. That's just me. Look at these midget motherfuckers. 3, 5, 4, 4.
All right, everybody, welcome back to WSCT Radio. Again, tonight we are talking about voluptuistic versus fat, and if there is a difference, we definitely want to hear from you. 646-200-0246. So is it true what Chris Rock said? Skinny women, fat women can talk about skinny women, but skinny women can't talk about fat women.
Are you sure that?
I believe that.
Hmm. Yo, because Monique made a whole career. Monique made a whole career off of that, yo. Like, that's all that. Like, I can't really remember any of her other jokes. Like, I just know she talked about, and she used to be loud. Oh.
Yeah.
Girl. And then she's talking about skinny chicks.
She could probably get away with it because she was a comedian as a bigger woman talking about skinny women. Or whatever like that.
And then turned around and lost weight. Like, after all that, like, she made a career off of it, and then the whole time she wanted to be skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe, you know, that was for health reasons.
Okay. All right. So now, you know, now what she make her career off of?
Right.
Boy, now.
Nah.
And then people like Big Luther over Little Luther. People like Big Oprah over Little Oprah.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we should. Hey, Izzy, we know you like the Krispy Kreme, but what do you consider yourself? What do you consider yourself? You consider yourself little, skinny? Well, you was on the football team, though, or something, right?
Yeah. But, I mean,
Big Brother.
See, the thing is, I've always kind of, and this is, I'm going to be honest with y'all, because I think, like, the one thing that really, really has, like, a lot of people in uproar, they're like, oh, well, it's not fair, and, you know, men get a double standard. You know, they kind of get a pass because of the double standard, which I think in some cases we do.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that it kind of helps to be up here in the Northeast. For example, like, being just a big dude and you're not, like, really on no sports team in the South, girls be looking at you like, I don't know, man. You're kind of big, man. You know, you're 6'5", 300 pounds. And, you know what I'm saying, in New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you're throwing some weeks. You know what I mean? A nice little fitted. They're like, all right, come on, we going to rock. But then the other thing is, like, I think like, a lot of women don't like to be honest with themselves.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that since we go ahead and we give a pass to so many thick girls, I think it's a lot of women on the borderline that don't want to be like, all right, maybe I might need to go ahead and get it together. You know what I'm saying? And that's the part really where you start like, all right, if you got on some leggings and them shits are stretching, so they so thin like a pair of pantyhose, You need to get your ass in the gym. Like, that's just, if you put ones in them leggings.
Just take the leggings off.
Yeah, take them. Listen, if you got on a pair of damn stretch pants, and them shits look like a pack of goddamn biscuits that done just been a bust open, and your gut is hanging up. Listen, come on, man. You gotta get your ass in the gym.
What? Did you say it's a biscuit?
This is not coming from a guy who says oval. I'm a fat boy, and I keep that at being with y'all. And I said that I want to get healthier for me. And I think that y'all made a good point of saying, you know, hey, go ahead and take what you have and make what you have look good. All that's cool and all of that. But some of y'all, man, oh, Lord, y'all got to stop, man. You got to stop lying to yourselves, man. You got to be honest with yourself. If you big, you know you big. Come on, get it together, man. Let's go, you know, work out together. Let's be healthier for 2015.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. You do have to recognize your size. But, you know, even – but I do want to ask you guys this basic question, and then we got a couple callers on the line we're going to get to. But what is the difference between fat and thick? What is the difference?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What's the difference? Because I see people that be saying, yo, I'm thick, and then I'm looking like, really? Who thick? Really? Okay, all right. I thought thick was like how, like, maybe Amber Rose or somebody like that, or Venus. I mean, Serena Williams is, you know what I'm saying? But then the other people are saying they thick, too. And I was like, hold up.
I've heard that the difference between thick and fat is just the waist. If you have a small waist, yeah, like some people have said, if you have a small waist, then you're thick.
No, if you have a bigger midsection, then you're fat. Big girls, if you got those arms that look like another person's leg with the back, like that tricep is all fat.
You know what?
You need to get your ass in the gym. That's just, look, we need to be honest. We got to tell the truth now. Come on, it's Sunday. If your face is fat, if you got like a fat, like the back of your neck is fat, like, yeah, you need to, yeah, you might want to. And the hole just from the bottom of the crack all the way down to the bottom of the back of the knee is all cellulite, and it's a little bit lumpy in there, like, yeah, baby girl, it's not. You need to pass the point of thick. You need to go ahead and get your little $19.99 Planet Fitness membership and go ahead and go get busy.
Oh boy!
All right, let's go ahead and take it to the line. We're gonna take it to the phone lines again for everybody that's out there listening. The number to call in and get on this conversation with us is 646-200-0246. Now we got a familiar voice to set in the tone radio. We got GT Thomas calling in from Montgomery. GT, what's going on?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
GT.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just got back in town from Selma.
Okay, you did the march?
Oh, yeah?
Man, that, it was like 80,000 people on that one bridge alone, dude.
Right. That thing.
I'm like, wow. I mean, I missed it yesterday when the president came there because I had to work. But, I mean, you know, I still went down there anyway, showed my support. You know, that's where I was born and raised before I moved to Montgomery. So, hey, you know, just much love and respect to the city. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what y'all said about, what's her name, about Monique, how she was talking about skinny girls, right? Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I find it ironic how she used to joke on skinny women, but then you watch the movie Precious, she beating up Precious, and Precious was fat. Ain't that kind of, like, I don't know, kind of double standard too, like just sarcastically speaking or whatever? I'm like, that's just crazy. Like, she joked on skinny girls, but then here it is, she beating up Precious in the movie, but I'm like, That's the main thing I was thinking of when I saw the film. Like, damn, she's right here talking about skinny girls, but she beating up a fat girl. Okay, take a struggle. I'm like, take a struggle. But real quick, y'all were talking about, like, fitness and things like that. Well, first of all, I'm going to say it like this. All right, I'm not a judgmental person. You know what I mean? If you're a big girl, You know what I mean? If you're a big girl and you're comfortable with the skin that you're in, okay, rock with the skin that you're in. Okay, be comfortable with it. You got that confidence behind it, be confident and, just go with it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we like.
But what about?
What
about when that plays a role on your health? Like, yes,
see,
absolutely, be comfortable. You know what I mean? But what's the line between saying, okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was about to go to that too. I mean, my thing is this, but if you a big girl, if you big, but you got like health related reasons, which like diabetes. If you don't like diabetes or excuse me. What else? What's it called? Some kind of heart disease. It was another word for heart disease begins with an A. Angina, something like that. Yeah, angina runs in your family. I mean, that's when that should be a wake up call for you to say, oh crap, let me monitor my health. Let me get in the gym. Let me get up, be active. Let me change my lifestyle. You know what I mean? Because in the long term, let's say you have kids. You at least want to be around long enough and be healthy enough to keep it with your kids and, be in their lives as much as possible. Not only that, but, also have some pride in yourself to get up and make some changes for yourself instead of feeling sorry for yourself. Because feeling sorry for yourself will get you any changes anywhere. I mean, you can sit here and say, woe is me this, woe is me that. But here's the thing, though. And I hate to sound mean about this, I was telling Mark earlier when he's getting my name down how I was going to, help be on the whole, how I train by myself. Because here's the thing that really gets me with some people, health and fitness-wise. I have people that come to me saying they got all these health problems going on with them. GT, when do you go to the gym? I tell you, this is when I go to the gym. I will meet you around so-and-so time to work out with you. And what happens, they renege on it, and they talk about, I can't make it. But when I log into Facebook,
right.
you up in the cotton club shaking your tail felt and getting turned up. Come on now. But then it's like when you see something on TV, you're like, oh, I wish I could do that, or, man, they doing too much. That's just too much. Like me, I like going to the park to work out more than I like going to the gym to lift weights. And, some girl, she was like, on the heavy side, she was like, she told me, and I kid you not, she was being sarcastic. She told me, I don't even see the reason why you're doing sit-ups. I mean, you don't need to be working out here, no way. And I just gave her that look like, really? Like, seriously? But I ain't, knock on her too bad because at least I gave the devil they do. She was out there doing what most folks won't do. You know what I mean? She was out there walking around the park. Out there, with her kids, trying to keep herself active, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, but at the end of the day, like I said, you're born with one body, take care of it as much as possible.
Right.
Because, I really do not like hearing people that make all these excuses. For example, I love watching UFC. Folks be saying, man, you crazy for doing that MMA training and blah, blah, blah. Okay, first of all, I'm doing it for me, not for your amusement. I'm doing it for me because, one, I like the word working out. I also like to box as well and, do another sparring and stuff like that. I do it for me because, one, it's fun. It keeps me active. It keeps me not being bored. Number two, it's like you want to be ready versus trying to get ready. If you see what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Let's say, God forbid, whatever. That you run into a situation where your life depended on it, okay, would you rather, be a statistic, no, be a victim, or do you want to, be ready to, use your fight or flight instinct to get yourself out of that situation? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be ready versus getting ready. That's just something that's been ingrained in me since the day I enlisted in the Army, and I've been out since, so that's the same thing that's still in, instilled a drill in my head over and over again every day. And I have one of those days like, if I don't exercise or do something, I am not the best person in the world to be around. You can ask anybody that knows me. Somebody like, man, fuck you.
GT, hello?
Is it just me or did we lose
him there?
I think we lost you.
I think
we lost him.
Hello?
All right. We got to get him another cricket phone. Got your PCS or something.
Definitely got to get him.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I wanted to ask him what was his style? What was he attracted to? Like, in terms of women, does he like? What's your style? Izzy, what's your style? What kind of women are you attracted to? Skinny, thick, fat? What's your preference?
See, y'all put me on the spot. Again, as a big dude, I have a preference also. I don't necessarily like girls that are... I find as I'm getting older, I'm not liking girls that are, like, super, super thick. Because I'm looking at it like, all right, shit, once you get pregnant, like, that shit going to be over with, man, like,
right.
You know. But, you know, hey, whether you're 130, you're 180, as long as it looks good on you, like, I don't really mind. You could have a little tummy.
Right.
I'm cool with that. I like a little, you know, stretch marks, you know what I mean, on the belly and the booty. That's just me, though.
Let's see if GT fixed his phone yet.
Hey, y'all still
GT.
Up?
GT,
yes,
okay.
Yes,
you got your phone back. All right.
Cool,
cool,
man.
You gotta pay the bill.
No, man, I've been paying my bills. Stupid
okay,
Boost Mobile Tower, man.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know what? I forgot the last thing I left off of, man. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, sir, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think she wanted to know, like, what was your type when it comes to, what was your question, Kuta?
Like, what's your type? Hey, what's your type for dating women? Do you like them thick, fat, skinny? What's your type?
If everybody, if anybody is familiar with Adrian Broner, I'm going to quote Adrian Broner, anybody can get it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Anybody can get it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what do you consider yourself? What do you consider yourself, though? You consider yourself little, big, medium, what? Regular? What do you
Well, I know for damn sure I'm not no Michael Jai White or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm gonna throw that out the window now. Hell no. I really can't even identify my body type. I've had some people told me I got like a lean, athletic body type. That's what people have told me that know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just see that I'm just a very active person. And at my appointment yesterday, the doctor told me that even though she pretty much said I don't even look my age. She's like for somebody who's 36, you look 26. Like you look 10 years younger. And that's another benefit of exercising. You know what I mean? You don't feel your age. You know, and sadly, you got some people who are in their 20s that say I'm getting old. I'm like, really? And like you said, Mom, you got kids, you want to come outside to play, you want to sit over there and play Call of Duty, want to sit over there and play video games. And, you know, you've got adults like that, too, that say, I want to just lose my stomach. Why are you telling me? Get your ass up and do some sit-ups. It's as simple as that. Why are you telling me?
Yep.
Monitor what you eat. Monitor your lifestyle. Hell, sometimes tell your friends, hey, you want to get turned up? Now I'm gonna turn down tonight. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, GT. We appreciate the support as always.
Hey, no problem.
As always.
Keep doing what you do.
Yeah. Anybody can get it. All right, y'all take it easy.
Man.
All right, you too.
All right.
Good stuff.
Yep. So
take a break. Come back to final tone.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's do it.
You just popped in Kanye West, get right for the summer workout tape. And ladies, if you follow these instructions exactly, you might be able to pull you a rapper, an NBA player, man, at least you do with a car. So first of all, we gonna work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight ass. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right in. Touch your tummy tight and do your crunches like this. Give head, stop, breathe it up, check your weave. Don't drop the burner, disrespect the weed. Pick up your center, disrespect your seed. It's a party tonight and ooh, she's so excited. Tell me who's invited, you, your friends, and my dick. What's scary to me, we make girls look like Halle Berry to me. So excuse me, miss, I forgot your name. Thank you, God bless you, good night, I came.
Go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of WSET Radio. We want to thank everyone who called in and got in on this conversation with us. We appreciate it. We're going to go ahead with our final tones. This is Cool Chick, and my final tone is keep it healthy. I'm a big advocate of hitting the gym. Not only is it good for the physical, but it's also good for the mental. It's a great stress reliever. It's just a great way to get in there, sweat it out, and enjoy the rest of your day, and the benefit is you'll see some health benefits along the way. So get to the gym, do your thing, stay active, whatever it is, play basketball, because like GT said, you only got one body, so you got to keep it right. And that's my final tone.
And my final tone is this. You got to get up, and move. Got to get up, move, do something, and get the kids out there, get them to start moving too. And understand this, you don't always have to go to the gym. If the gym isn't your thing, go outside and play with your kids. Do something. Run around. Be a kid again yourself for a while. Matter of fact, get a bunch of your friends together and put together a little kickball game that y'all do every Sunday. You don't like to watch football or something. You don't like to do that. Then get your friends together and go play some kickball somewhere and just have some fun. But be outside. Move around. Do something. Get a little. See, that's the thing. Folks don't like to sweat no more. Get a little sweat going. It's okay. It's not going to kill you. And that's my final song. Yeah. Is it?
Biscuits. Snickers. Fast food. Milkshakes. Leggings. thick versus thin, all that don't make sense. You can't be eating all the biscuits you want to eat, all the fast food you want to eat, you know. And like I said, be up there putting runs in a damn stretch pants.
Listen, you could call yourself, you know, thick if you want to when you're really fat, but don't lie to yourself. I definitely, for one, am not going to lie to myself, and I'm not going to lie to y'all, and I'm definitely not about to let nobody lie to me. You know you want to look good, you want to be healthier. Well, there's a way you got to do it. Put that damn fast food down, that Baskin Robbins, that Haagen-Dazs, put all that stuff down and bring your big ass to the gym and go work out. Let's get it together. Do it. I'm here with you. That is.
Wow. And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a home man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm set the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. You should be a nice